This is Jennifer Herron of jenniferherron.com and Cadence Coaching. I am so excited to embark on this journey with you. No matter what kind of rider you are, what your level is, which discipline you love, or what your goals are, riding as a sport can bring you unbelievable joy or, as you probably know, debilitating stress. Your passion can leave you exhilarated or it can leave you in despair. Our partnerships with our horses lift us up, they push us forward, and they can also drag us mercilessly through the mud. Non-horsey types most often cannot understand why we're such gluttons for punishment. We come home after a show disappointed, only to sign up for another one the following week. We tend to repeat the cycle of highs and lows again and again. And yes, this is the definition of crazy. When you do the same damn thing over and over, expecting different results. But it's also the definition of passion. So, self-determination theory says that as human beings, we are drawn to continually grow and expand our experience. We are driven to achieve. And as equestrians, there's almost no achievement so great as developing a partnership with a horse that allows us to go out and achieve together, whatever that looks like for each of us. This is why you would join a program like this. This is why you do all the things you do to enrich your life, to become a better rider, to learn and do and evolve. If this is the case, then why are we not all Olympians? Why have we not all run marathons, made $1 million, written best-selling novels, and climbed every mountain we set our sights on? I've only recently begun to truly understand the unconscious human dilemma that is at the center of this question. As hardwired as we all are for growth, we are equally hardwired for survival. As powerful as that voice inside our minds that wants success and growth, there's an equally powerful voice that desires safety, status quo, and security. Okay, I'm going to say that again. So as powerful as that voice inside our minds that wants success and growth is, there's an equally powerful voice that desires safety, status quo, and security. So these two voices battle it out every day. One of my trainer clients asked me once, why do I not just do the things I know I need to do in order to get what I want in order to be happy? This is not rocket science. What is my problem? I just love this question because it's one that we often like to think represents our own private battles, but it's a universal part of the human experience. Some people talk about the fear of success, and I do not believe in the fear of success. What I do know, though, is that our DNA is laced with a deep-seated fear of change. We are not afraid of success. We are quite simply afraid of change. This is not usually how we consciously experience it, though, so bear with me. In the coming weeks, this will start to make more sense, and we'll be sort of unraveling this dilemma, making it more conscious, and therefore taking away its power to interfere with your dreams. In the course of my work as an equestrian performance coach, people come to me all the time with a few questions that I hear over and over. How can I ride my best under pressure and still have fun? How can I manage my emotions so that I can have the success I work so hard for? How can I get the most out of my lessons or my showing or my training and accomplish my goals? How can I get my horse to perform as well in the ring as he does at home? Or how can I get past these disappointing performances that seem to repeat themselves over and over no matter how hard I work? How can I get back the confidence I had when I was younger? One thing that I learned over and over is that in our infinite uniqueness, we are all the same. The Grand Prix dressage riders and 4-star level event riders that I work with who are preparing for international competition have exactly the same insecurities, fears, and challenges that recreational riders, aspiring amateurs, and beginners have. We all struggle with self-doubt, comparing ourselves to others, nerves, and outright fear. Throughout the pursuit of riding goals, we hit periods of plateau, steep learning curves, post-traumatic fear responses, either to real or imagined traumas, and mental blocks and frustration. These are totally normal. I am no stranger to these, as I imagine you aren't either. These challenges are at the heart of the questions that I pursue answers for, and at the heart of much of the work I do with not only my riders, but also with entrepreneurs, executives, managers, and business owners. So getting to the far side of fear is where all the good stuff happens. So get ready. This is the ride we're going to continually take together during this program. In this first session, we're going to tackle vision. Whatever your ideas are right now about what vision means and about the role that it plays in your life, I guarantee you those ideas will change as you go through this process. You'll gain clarity about what it is you want to create with this one wild and precious life that you have. So what is vision and why does it matter? Visioning is the ability to imagine that which will come to be. Vision exists when an experience or an event appears vividly or credibly in your mind, even before that event actually takes place. The dictionary calls vision a vivid, imaginative conception or anticipation. People who have a clear vision can connect their daily activities to their future. They're able to imagine that which does not yet exist, and therefore they can intentionally create and bring something new into existence. Vision is the ultimate in creativity. The vision you have for your life, for a project, for a particular dream, or even for the world gives you a destination. Having a vision keeps you from going around in circles, wondering why you keep passing the same places over and over. For some people are more naturally inclined toward vision than others, but visioning is not a talent limited only to particular people. It's a skill that can be learned and honed. Okay, so it's not a characteristic. It's not a talent. It is a skill that you can learn. Vision is our starting point in the performance project because it creates context for your goals. And it's the first step in really taking control of your thoughts in a powerful way. If you have a goal that is not supported by and in alignment with the larger vision for your life, you will likely find yourself in a perpetual cycle of disappointment and feel frustrated and tired by it. So you might feel eager at this point to get on with your current goals and start the planning process. But I invite you to trust me as I ask you to zoom out for a bird's eye view of your life and take the time to explore what's possible for you over the next few years. Vision can help you identify your core values, uncover lost dreams, discover new ones, and give you a glimpse into what you're truly capable of. For this exercise, I'm going to ask you to step out of the comfy, well-worn boots that you wear in the present and step into the boots you're wearing 5 years from now. Not only is it 5 years from now, but it has been the best 5 years of your life. Go to the first section in your performance project training notebook and give yourself a day or two or 10 to play with the vision questions. Transport yourself into the future. What has happened? How do you feel? What have you accomplished? If you've done an exercise like this before, take it to the next level this time. Live in these questions for a couple of days before you sit down to write. Creating vision is about moving to the upside. There are so many advantages to having a clear vision for what you want to create in your life. When I ask people what the most valuable outcome is for them, after going through a program like this, clarity is the number one answer. You don't ask for a shoulder in without knowing what you want, what the aids are, and having a clear picture in your head of what you're asking your horse to do. You don't start your show jumping round without knowing the course, what lines you intend to take, and the pace you want. And yet, so many of us wander through our lives without knowing what it is we really want to create, do, or accomplish. Vision allows you to make conscious choices rather than wing it. It helps you make important decisions more easily, keeps you energized and excited, and helps you fulfill your true potential. Vision provides you with a solid foundation upon which to build your dreams and your goals. Take a look around you. There are two ends of the spectrum when it comes to how people relate to vision. On the upside of the spectrum are people you probably know or admire from afar who seem to always be taking on the next thing, doing what they love, accomplishing their goals, and finding happiness in every day. These are people who may look like success comes easy for them. This is what you see on the outside. They likely have had their fair share of ups and downs, but they have a vision for their lives that keeps them resilient and constantly creating new stories rather than reliving the same old ones over and over. On the other end of the spectrum are people living in the past, wishing things had been different, complaining about what they don't have, afraid to claim a direction or try new things for fear of failing or looking silly to other people. No matter where you are along this spectrum, and most of us are somewhere in the middle, this month is about moving you to the upside, where you're really clear about what you love, what you want in your life, and where you're headed. This does not mean you have to know exactly where you'll be living, what job you'll have, what your business will look like, who your relationships are going to be with, or what horses you'll own. It simply means that you've had the courage to explore your vision for your future and identify what really matters to you. How do you want to feel? What do you want to have? What kind of day do you want to wake up to every day? Vision is about how you want to feel as much as it is about what you want to have. It's as much about your relationships as it is about what you accomplish. It's as much about what you want to learn as it is about what you want to do. You might think that, you know, if having a clear vision is so awesome, why don't we all have one? And the reality is that most of us tend to focus on the past. We are guided by our past experiences, whether we want to relive a particular time in our lives or avoid the recurrence of unpleasant events. This is what most often guides us as human beings. It's our fear of what might or might not happen, rather than our desire that most powerfully informs our lives. We get comfortable and we feel safe when we're living to avoid risk. We get really, really good at what I call regular thinking. So regular thinking is this habitual way in which we think about what is possible. I know from having had conversations now with hundreds and hundreds of people about this, that when asked to envision what their lives will be like in 5 years, their like really best life, most people want to start only with what is realistic, what is not possible, and with why this or that cannot possibly happen. In regular thinking, the mind automatically goes to what feels the most safe. And for most of us, this is the habitual way in which we view our lives, as a series of problems that either need to be or cannot be solved. This is completely natural. And it was actually necessary for our ancestors when their survival depended upon their ability to stay safe from moment to moment in a world fraught with imminent danger. But now, regular thinking simply keeps us from taking risks that might lead to failure, criticism, or disappointment. These are usually the same risks that we need to take in order to lead rich, fulfilling lives and accomplish big things. Most people have a more vivid awareness of their limitations than they do of all that's possible for them. And most of the time, these are perceived rather than real limitations. As you answer the vision questions in your training notebook, notice your regular thinking when it pops up. Start to identify which limitations are real and which are simply beliefs that you've developed over time, beliefs that are not real. If your limitations involve a lack of money or time or resources, I am telling you right now that they are driven by something deeper. We'll be hacking into those beliefs later on. Right now, I'm not asking you to overlook real limitations, only to identify the ones that you have come to believe to be real but aren't. What beliefs do you have that are not actually true? One of the things you'll want to do when you're creating your vision is to start to shift your regular thinking to possibility thinking. Possibility thinking allows you to move past all of your perceived can'ts, won'ts, shouldn'ts, and buts. It allows you to get to the heart of who you are, what's important to you, and what you can create in your life. For now, don't think about how you will make things happen. Stay focused wholeheartedly on what you want to create. Don't think about what you should want to create. Think about what you really want to create. And notice that I talk about what you want to create versus what you want to have. The attainment of particular things, credentials, and awards are an important part of your vision, and they represent meaningful accomplishments, but they will not stand up alone over time to the challenges inherent in manifestation, unless you connect them to a sense of purpose, to your core and to your core values. So keep asking yourself, why is this important to me? And what will be possible once I've accomplished it? Once you've created a vision, how do you make it come to life? Your vision will arise from the things you love and the things that are the most important to you. Tune into the emotions that you love to feel, the places you most love to be, and the people or animals you most like to be around. Notice the times in your life when you feel joy. Ask yourself, what are you grateful for? When do you feel calm and the most present? When do you feel happy? Gratitude is a powerful way to shift into an expansive frame of mind from which you can really practice vision. Use gratitude to help you identify what matters to you the most. Use it to get you in the mood for creating your vision. It can be easy to get caught up in the irritations, the frustrations, and the distraction of daily life. And of course, we all do it because this is our existence. It's important to stay present and involved in what's occurring right now. And it's also important to keep present to your vision and what you want to create. I encourage you to develop some sort of daily practice or ritual that helps you stay connected to your vision. I started one several years ago when I was feeling particularly bogged down and unable to move forward in my life. This practice has been key in making my vision at the time for my business and my life come to fruition. I do one thing every day that will have a long-term impact on my life, even if it's a tiny thing. And this keeps me from getting so caught up in the rat wheel of urgent tasks like emails, phone calls, barn work, laundry, etc., that I don't ever feel like I'm moving forward. Other examples might be having a visualization that you do before you go to bed every night, or reading books that keep you inspired, writing in a journal, or developing a mantra that you say to yourself every day. The sky's the limit. Write down your daily vision ritual in your training notebook. All right, that's it for vision. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me.